Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Hey there, it's Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. Tony's on vacation, so we are filling in. And, well, I'm not filling in. I'm kind of doing my thing.
I'm filling in.
You're filling in.
Yeah. Here I am.
Yes, you are. And you've been a godsend this week. Poor Carol, I've just been like dumping on her because I just had my computer fail, my work computer. So I'm using my personal computer. My work computer has everything.
Oh, I know. That's like a real problem.
It's a huge problem.
That's a problem.
I'm in the middle of moving out of my house.
And your computer crashed. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I've been just oscillating between, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, and crying and freaking out. And Carol has been, just lovely. So thank you for being you. And
well, I love you, my friend.
Being kind. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Trying to keep my shit together. And, you know, when we read stories, like the last story we did about a shooting at a funeral, and now we're doing another horrible story. It's really hard for me to sit here and feel bad for myself for my situation. But don't get me wrong, I'll find the bandwidth to feel bad for myself. But there are a lot of people who are going through a lot of shit. And hopefully people who are listening, you kind of hear these stories and go, wow, maybe my life ain't so bad, you know?
Well, and you just don't know the evil some people are up to behind the scenes. And in this story is that, like, these two women walked into something, drove into something quite evil and had no idea. And this is a story that happened in Kansas and Oklahoma. The women, I believe, both lived in southwestern Kansas. And so I don't think they knew what was being planned. I know they didn't know. I think they were blindsided by this, and they both ended up dead. And it's horrific. And when you, so two of the people who are accused of the murders are taking a plea deal. And so I found this story to be really interesting to hear some of the backstory.
Wow.
And I'm glad they're taking plea deals. I mean, they should be locked up for life. I think they were manipulated too.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Let's dive into it. So it's a little convoluted, but here we go. Two Oklahoma residents involved in a disturbing murder conspiracy are now cooperating with authorities and sharing shocking details of the crime that claimed the lives of two young mothers. Paul Grice, age 32, and Cora Twombly, age 45, members of a fringe anti-government group called God's Misfits, okay, have agreed to testify against their co-defendants in exchange for plea deals. The case, still in the pretrial phase, stems from the March 2024 killings of Veronica Butler, 27, and Jillian Kelly, age 39, in Oklahoma. Their bodies were discovered in an underground freezer on April 14th. Both women vanished while traveling to pick up Butler's children, who were the center of a custody dispute. According to newly public court transcripts filed in a related wrongful death lawsuit, the testimony from Grice and Twombly outlines a religiously motivated, premeditated plan led by 55-year-old Tiffany Adams, the grandmother of the children. So grandma's not just sitting there baking cookies.
No, grandma's actively plotting murder.
Yeah. Adelson trial? That's kind of reminds me of that. For those of you who are playing along.
Without all the money.
Exactly. So here's a quote. Will you tell the court what your understanding is of what you're receiving in exchange for being here and testifying today for the state, a judge asked Grice. He responded, to get off the death penalty. Twombly testified that her deal requires her to serve at least 30 years before parole eligibility. The two described how what started as a prayer group between five people gradually became a private member association. Over time, Adams began venting frustrations over her son's custody battle and accused the children's environment of being unsafe. Grice asked Adams directly, asked him to commit murder. This meeting where she came over to your house in February, in my opinion, what was the purpose of that meeting? In your opinion, excuse me. A prosecutor had asked this. Grice replied, well, after our talk, she point blank asked me if I would kill Veronica. What was your response? Told her I would think about it. I had let her story create a lot of bitterness and hatred in me, and I didn't have any proof of it, and it was my fault. He added that Adams used Bible verses to justify the planned murders. Prosecutors asked Grice to explain the murder plot. So here we go in a back and forth.
I'll do the answers.
Okay. What was explaining the plan to you? Or who was explaining the plan to you?
Tiffany.
And what did she tell you the plan was?
She said she was going to have a pickup in a trailer with a freezer in it, and she would come with a way to lure the women to the trailer, told me that my job was to kill Veronica and that Tad, also known as Burt Cullum, 44, one of the other defendants, would handle the supervisor, Jillian, and that Tad had a place to bury the bodies and the evidence.
Okay, where was the murder supposed to take place?
The corner of Road L and was it Highway 95?
Was it supposed to take place inside the trailer?
Yes, that was our hope and plan.
Why was it supposed to be in the trailer?
I don't really know why. It's just what we came up with.
Oh boy. Twombly testified that she was instructed to wait outside the trailer, then leave with any cell phones to destroy them elsewhere. Her husband, Cole Twombly, age 50, served as a lookout, but that plan fell apart. Things hadn't gone the way she planned, Twombly said of Adams, and there was a lot of blood. She described arriving at a chaotic scene where one victim was being chased and Grice was actively pleading for help as he killed both women. Grice admitted to killing Butler with a hammer and Kelly with a knife. He claimed he had been set up to be the only one with blood on his hands. A prosecutor questioned him about the scene. Going back to Tiffany coming over there while you have Veronica on the ground, what's Tiffany doing?
Walking a circle around us laughing. It was the most evil laugh I ever heard.
The next hearing in the case is scheduled for July 30th. It will address the possible testing of evidence that could potentially destroy key materials. Holy balls.
You know, and these two women were missing for a couple weeks. So where I live, it was in the news all the time. And I was convinced they were never going to find him. And by not finding him, you know, it's hard to figure out who did it and why they did it. So they did finally find them. And then all of this God's misfits thing came to light. And I think the Tiffany, the mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, she was saying that the daughter-in-law had been doing drugs, and I think she was making up all these stories and convincing these other people that what she had done was so horrific that the only way to get her grandchildren away from her was to kill her. And I think they convinced her. So then I think she needed a court-ordered supervisor to go with her, which was what the other woman was doing. And they're just going to pick up the kids. That's all they're doing.
Wow.
And they're planning all this. You know, and how this woman, I think God's misfits is kind of appropriate. God's rejects, maybe more like it. But, you know, to stand behind the Bible and using, quoting Bible verses and stuff to convince them that they're doing the right thing. And I'm sure since they're anti-government, there had to be some government conspiracy thing in there too. And, you know, these people just went for it. And this guy's like, okay, he's not even connected to these women. You know, it's not like this is his former sister-in-law or anyone.
What do you have to, what does your life have to be like to have somebody suggest to you, hey, how are you? I'm good. What's new in your world? Well, I was wondering, I have a question for you. Could you kill Veronica for me?
Yeah.
And if somebody were to say that to you, would it, I just, to go, huh, well, let me think about it.
I got the feeling she kind of worked on him for quite a while. And then this poor other woman, like, so they're going to kill the daughter-in-law, but the other woman is just along to help mediate. And she's just, whatever, kill her too. Because there's no other way out of that. You got to kill them both. It's just so horrific. You know, so I'm going to guess that she was convinced the courts aren't going to do the right thing by these kids. So the only way the right things could get done is kill them. And she's going to find some verses in the Bible that will help make this make sense to the other members. What an evil, evil woman. And to get all these people to go along with it. And now I'm not sure what happened with the kids and their dad. You know, I hope the kids are in a safe place now. And, but it's just, and I kind of think that they were on their way and they ambushed them, that, which is why they had the trailer. Might have been one of their own, one of them might have owned the property. I'm not sure. But like, they were just planning on killing him in a trailer, and I guess just go wash that out easy enough. And then put him in a freezer. You know, nobody's ever going to find him. And actually, the plan worked for a while, because it was a few weeks before they did find him.
Yeah, it worked for a while. It's not enough.
But I'm glad these two took a plea deal. And I want them to serve. Like, that guy killed these women. And, he might have been brainwashed, but he did it.
Yeah, and not just, you know, a gunshot, a stabbing. A stabbing is a very
and a hammer. They used a hammer.
A hammer.
Like, that's, oh. And then the woman, or the guy serving as a lookout, or, you know, it's just like all these people are in on this, knowing that these two women are going to get killed, and nobody picked up a phone and said, this is what's going down.
Yeah, you know, the night before you do it, and you're lying in bed, and you're staring at the ceiling, at some point you go, you know, my life is really taking a weird turn. I need to stop whatever this is. Nope, nobody did that. Nobody said that. They probably even stopped at Denny's before they went and did it, you know?
And then, like, when he, Grice said, he said that she point blank asked me to kill Veronica. I told her I would think about it. I let her story create a lot of bitterness and hatred in me.
You know what you think about? I'm moving on Friday. Do you think you'd be able to help me? Let me think about it. I've got a bad back. I've got some stuff to do. That's the kind of thing you think about. You don't think about killing somebody.
Right. It's like, oh, let me think about that. I do have a lot of bitterness in me about them. Well, about her. Help. The other woman's totally innocent. Where's your bitterness towards that person? There is none. You don't know her. Oh, it's just so horrific.
Well, and even if you did know her, where's your, listen to me, where's your moral compass?
There is none. But what really drives me crazy about stories like this is that somehow they were standing behind the Bible. This woman got them convinced that biblically, somehow this is all okay.
Yeah.
And it's what needs to happen.
Well, and there are a lot of fringe organizations that do hide behind the Bible. Mm-hmm. And if you know a real, true Christian or Jewish person or Muslim, and they really believe in their faith, you don't get stuff like this. It's the true believers that really have an understanding of the scripture. It's the ones who will grab a verse and go, yep, that works for me. And then they walk away. It's like salad bar religion. that's not how it works.
Yeah, very much it's like sidebar religion.
Yeah, you know, I like that verse. I don't like that one. So I'm just going to rely on this one. And, you know, there's all things that we take that we use in our daily lives that are useful, but we have to look at things as a whole. Mm-hmm. And these people are just like, nope. How about thou shalt not kill? Where'd that come from?
Do you want to stand behind the Bible? Let's go to the top.
Well, yeah, you know, either you're a Christian or you're not. Either you're Jewish or you're not. Either you're Muslim or you're not. Make up your mind. You can't be a little bit pregnant, you know? Either you are or you're not.
Man, I think this will be an interesting one to follow because this is just the very basics of what's going to come out.
Yeah, well, Donna Adelson might want to grab some popcorn.
God, no kidding.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.